services the entire jail as soon as possible in order to prevent a disruption in service for the jail. Number two says describe the anticipated consequences of not procuring immediately. Unreasonable and unnecessary cost to the county to outsource this operation. There is also a possibility of unrest within the jail population that could require additional manpower. Possible repairs due to inmate vandalism and medical attention, not to mention the sanitary issues. This would cost Taney County much more revenue than to quickly replace the water pump. And describe the attached, any quotes received. The attached quote was not received until Tuesday, April 26, 2022. And number four, this is a one-time purchase, yes.
And if we don't purchase this all, and the water had ended up being turned off, there'd be no water to flush stools or to...
What it actually does is push the water into there, and we've turned all the fixtures up and everything for it, for the two that we've got, but it runs on three. That third pump helps push when those other two gets their load full, like a lot of usage.
Move to approve the request for emergency procurement, EEP number 202204-498, and allow the repair of one of the three water pumps in the jail facility.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. ARPA, Revenue Loss Standard Allowance.
So one of the rules of the American Rescue Plan allows standard allowance for revenue loss. Now we don't have to do a calculation. So by doing this, it allows us to utilize the funds how commission sees fit. Do you guys have any questions on or any other comments?
No.
I don't.
And this is the amount is what the federal government has put out as the guideline. So it's not that we've come up with this amount. So move to elect the $10 million standard allowance for revenue loss for purposes of ARPA for Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, I have 9:18. We'll be in recess, and we'll recess till 10:30. We are scheduled for executive session 6:10, 0:21, 1 and 3, legal and personnel. We'll be in recess.